Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary, and a little more for you today, too. It's time for the Ballad of Jerry Jones. Come and listen to my story about a man named Jerry. Played Razorback football with the Hogs up there. Then one day he would graduate from school, poked holes in the ground into a natural gas pool. Methane, that is. Contract guaranteed, take or pay. Well, the next thing you know, Jerry's a multimillionaire. His kinfolk said, time to move away from there. Dallas, Texas is the place you ought to be. So he bought the Dallas Cowboys in the 1980s. $140 million, worth $6 billion today. Dallas Cowboys owner Gerald Wayne Jones wasn't born rich. Jerry's parents moved to Little Rock, Arkansas when the lad was just 3 years old. His parents ran a local grocery store until Jerry graduated from high school in 1960. Once Jerry Jones went off to college at Fayetteville, Arkansas to play football as a 185-pound offensive lineman, that's right, for the Razorbacks, his parents moved north to Springfield, Missouri, where his father, Pat, built a successful life insurance business. When Jerry returned from college in 1965 with a bachelor's degree in business administration, he was named executive vice president of his father's insurance company. He would return to Fayetteville, though, and obtained a master's degree before heading into business for himself in 1970. In 1981, skip ahead 11 years, Jerry Jones and his oil and gas partner Mike McCoy, a petroleum engineer, formed an oil and natural gas entity called Arkoma Production Company. In 1982, Arkoma obtained, for a reported $15 million, thousands of acres of leases from a natural gas utility named Arkla, Inc. In return for Arkoma's agreement to drill and develop hundreds of lower-risk, moderate-reward developmental wells into a you-almost-can't-miss region of prolific natural gas reserves in western Arkansas and eastern Oklahoma, hence their company name Arkoma, the same natural gas pipeline utility, Arkla, also agreed to purchase the newly discovered gas production. In what would turn out to be an extremely fortunate event for Jones's future professional football interest in Dallas, the gas purchase contract between Arkoma and Arkla called for Arkoma's daily natural gas production to be purchased by the pipeline company at a percentage of the well's daily flow volumes called take or pay. Within a few years, the pipeline's market for Arkoma's pricey natural gas had declined, and the agreement's take or pay clause kicked in. And a couple of years later, by 1986, Arkla decided to end the whole deal and wrote a check for $175 million to completely buy out Arkoma Production Company. And as a 50% owner, Jerry Jones had quickly become quite wealthy. But just 2 years later, in 1988, Jerry Jones would learn that the NFL's Dallas Cowboys were for sale. How about them Cowboys? Though he would later state he was only initially interested in a portion of the football team, Jerry Jones would purchase the entire Dallas Cowboys football team for $65 million and their home stadium, Texas Stadium, for another $75 million. That makes a $140 million price tag for Jones leveraging everything he owned in order to buy the football team. Risk, whether it's his father's life insurance business, his years in the energy business, and now in pro football, had become all too familiar for the then 47-year-old Jerry Jones by that point in his life. Jones saw incredible upside in the value of the Dallas Cowboys, but he needed to cut costs to the bone in every facet of the organization to simply survive the first few years. Among those jettisoned by Jerry Jones was legendary Dallas football coach Tom Landry, a two-time Super Bowl winner. The team's first year under new owner Jerry Jones was an absolute disaster on the field. They went 1-15. However, the team's new head coach, Jones's friend and former Arkansas football teammate Jimmy Johnson, was a gem. To rebuild the slumping franchise, coach Jimmy Johnson orchestrated a massive trade in dealing former Heisman Trophy winning running back Herschel Walker to Minnesota for a number of players and draft choices. With those draft picks, Dallas would acquire future Hall of Fame running back Emmitt Smith, All-Pro safety Darren Woodson, cornerback Kevin Smith, and defensive tackle Russell Maryland. The fans returned to Cowboy Stadium, the expensive box suite started to fill up, and suddenly things turned around in a hurry for Jerry Jones' version of the Dallas Cowboys. Meanwhile, coach Jimmy Johnson's on-the-field Cowboys would claim back-to-back Super Bowl wins in the 1992 and 93 football seasons. Jimmy Johnson, though, left the Cowboys in early 1994. He would cite the growing personal differences between himself and a growing confident owner, Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones would then hire former Oklahoma College football coach Barry Switzer to take Johnson's place. With great players already assembled on the team, though, Dallas would win one more Super Bowl in January 1996. For the next 25 years to today, the Dallas Cowboys have not returned to play in the Super Bowl again. Loyal Cowboys fans are drooling for a chance to return to the NFL's championship game for the first time in over a generation. After Barry Switzer left the team in 1997, Dallas has hired and fired coaches such as Chan Gailey, 2 years, Dave Campo, 3 years, Bill Parcells, 4 years, Wade Phillips, 4 years, and Jason Garrett lasted 10 years, and he was gone. The current head coach is Mike McCarthy. McCarthy's first year in Dallas posted a pitiful 6-10 record. So why haven't the Dallas Cowboys regained any of their magic over the last 25 years? Most Cowboys fans would cast the blame at Jerry Jones. Jones is one of the few NFL owners with actual college football experience of his own. However, his hands-on approach to all facets of the Dallas Cowboys football operations may have resulted in a number of unintentional blunders, too. Owner Jerry Jones has placed his own family in charge of most everything to do with the Dallas Cowboys, except coaching the football team on the field. But stay tuned, that could be coming next. In addition to being the owner, Jerry Jones also refers to himself as the team's president and general manager. According to the Dallas Cowboys website, though, the other executives for the NFL team are Stephen Jones, chief executive officer, executive vice president, and director of player personnel; Charlotte Jones, executive vice president, chief brand officer; and Jerry Jones Jr., executive vice president, chief sales and marketing officer. Hey, you notice any patterns here? Though the Jones family might really be great or mediocre or lousy in their respective roles, it's safe to say that any football coach or player within the Dallas Cowboys organization might want to be a little careful in saying anything negative about the team's owner. This week, Dallas Cowboys announced the contract renewal for starting quarterback Dak Prescott. The former fourth-round pick from Mississippi State signed a new $162 million four-year deal, which included a $66 million signing bonus, yes, simply for signing his name to the deal, and will pay him an average of more than $40 million per season. But wait, there's more. Dak's new deal with the Cowboys will also pay him $1 million as a bonus for being the starting quarterback if he can get the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl. You'd think with $66 million already in the bank just for signing your name, his new Super Bowl bonus is a little bit laughable. This contract makes Dak Prescott the second highest paid player in the NFL behind only Patrick Mahomes of the Kansas City Chiefs. For comparison, Mahomes has won a Super Bowl ring a couple of years ago and just played in his second Super Bowl game a month ago in February. What is Dak Prescott's playoff record in Dallas? He's 1-2 in his playoff games with Dallas over his first 5 seasons in the league. For reference, 42-year-old Tom Brady, now with 7 Super Bowl rings, was paid $25 million, all guaranteed money, this year to play in Tampa Bay and led his team to the NFL championship. How about Aaron Rodgers with 1 Super Bowl title in Green Bay? His average pay? $33.5 million. Not exactly chicken feed. Though Dak Prescott is a very nice young man who played high school football in the northwest Louisiana town of Houghton, population 3,454, the former quarterback of the high school Buccaneers may now be wealthy enough to buy up the entire town. But is he worth it? Jerry Jones apparently thinks so. The Dallas offense this past year wasn't a big problem. They ranked 14th out of 32 NFL teams. Dallas's banged-up no-name defense ranked 23rd last season, though. In all 6 of Dallas's wins, the team scored 30 or more points. They had to. The Cowboys' defense is going to have to be able to do a better job to give the team a better chance of winning in non-shootout games. But with an NFL salary cap listed at $180 million per team set for this upcoming 2021 season, the Dallas quarterback, Dak Prescott, makes $40 million. Wide receiver Amari Cooper makes $20 million, and running back Ezekiel Elliott $15 million. That's 3 players claiming $75 million of the team's total salary. That's nearly 42% of the team's pay for just 3 players on a 53-man Dallas roster. That leaves, theoretically at least, $105 million of salary to split among the other 50 players on the football team. The pay for the star players on the Dallas Cowboys roster really resembles more of an NBA team, don't you think? The big difference, though, is that basketball only requires 5 players on the floor at one time, but an NFL team will take you 22 starters, 11 on offense and 11 on defense. So who do you think agreed to pay Dak Prescott, Amari Cooper, and Ezekiel Elliott these big money deals? You got it, Jerry Jones. No one can argue about the success which Jerry Jones has experienced in boosting the worth of his $140 million investment in the Dallas Cowboys since 1988. The team is now worth an incredible $6 billion.
Excellent.
Well, that's great for Jerry Jones, his family, and a few of the fortunate players on the Dallas Cowboys team. There's no doubt that Jerry Jones has succeeded in various business ventures. Sometimes, though, you need a little luck and skill, and obviously, he's had both. For Dallas Cowboys fans who haven't seen their favorite NFL team play in the Super Bowl for more than a generation, the outlandish new contract for quarterback Dak Prescott gives fans one more reason to believe that the owner himself, though obviously well-intended, simply doesn't realize that he may be the team's biggest obstacle to returning the team to the winner's circle once again. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.
Let the whole world hear our bugles blow.